Hey, thanks for listening. Glad you joined me this week at Jim Brown, L.A. Interesting summertime activities. I've been on the radio a lot the last couple of weeks, both in New Orleans and Baton Rouge, and you can sense the mood of people in Louisiana that often reflects what you hear all over the rest of the country based on what they think is important. Deep concern over the economy, as you can imagine. And then in Louisiana, like in most states, we have some financial indicators that really raise some serious questions about just what we're doing and what the situation is going to be like next year. Louisiana is a very poor state, as those of you outside the state probably know. And we have a huge part of our population getting Medicaid and Medicare, either being older citizens over 65 or below the poverty line. A problem is that because of Katrina and a whole variety of indicators and factors, the federal government has been picking up a much higher proportion of the medical tab in Louisiana than they do in most states. In most states, it's about 50-50, maybe 53% federal money. In Louisiana, it's almost 70% federal money. And now the feds are saying they're going to even out Louisiana, particularly with all the health care reform being talked about in Washington, that Louisiana will be evened out along the lines of the rest of the country. That's disturbing for Louisiana elected officials because we're talking about a shortfall of $1.5 billion. Let me tell you that figure again, $1.5 billion. That's on top of the fact that the federal government says Louisiana owes back some $700 million of overpayments in the whole Medicaid program. So Louisiana is looking at several billion dollars of shortfall, and obviously that's of concern. Other indicators, the price of oil has an effect on Louisiana because we get a significant income that most states don't get from what the cost of a barrel of oil goes up to as we sell Louisiana oil. Then finally, casino gambling. The revenues from casinos is off in Louisiana like it is in Las Vegas. I was out in Las Vegas just last week. And the headlines in the newspapers day after day were the serious problems that many of the casinos had, some going into Chapter 11, others cutting back dramatically on services. They're getting hit real hard out there, as we are here in Louisiana. And we have relied so much on revenue from casinos in Louisiana. So all those factors mean that there's going to be some more cuts, so we're going back to the drawing boards like a number of states are. And that's the topic of much of the conversation. The other main focus is insurance. Louisiana, unfortunately, new figures have come out showing that Louisiana has the highest insurance rates in America in auto insurance, property insurance, health insurance, a cross-section of business lines of insurance. Just hard to figure out why a little state like Louisiana that does not have the cross-section of problems and is not as big as other metropolitan areas like Detroit, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Boston. You would think that rates would be in areas like that much higher, but they're not. Some of it attunes to the crime rate that we have, others the high number of uninsured drivers, others because regulators have tried to manipulate the system in a way that hasn't worked out very well. I wrote about the insurance problems at length in my column this week. You'll see it as the lead story on my blog on the front page of my website. You may want to take a look, and I lay out some of the real problems that Louisiana has. So you factor in the financial problems that they're facing, gambling revenues down, big insurance problems, an out-migration of population. The state's not gaining population. We've lost population. We have a less population today in Louisiana than we did in 1985. And so that's scary because most states are showing an increase every year. Then the other factor is that the graying of the population. Young people are leaving, older people are staying, and we've got a much higher percentage of older people than we do of younger people. So all that means that the gumbo of working out the problems of Louisiana are not going to subside. We're going to have our hands full here. And I'm going to keep writing about it because I try to bring us perspective of years of experience, and I'm trying to be constructive, but unfortunately, we need to have a lot more response from our new legislators, our governor, and all the people involved in state government. Hope you look over some of the, by the way, my Las Vegas trip, I've got a lot of photographs of it in a little collage of videos on the front page of this site. Some other interesting things, a little comedy there for you, so hope you enjoy it. Thanks for all of you who've been coming to my site. Hope you have a good week and look forward to talking to you again here soon. Take care.